Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma.
Dr. Petrie sits alone in his office following his miraculous escape from the warehouse, wherein he exchanged his life and that of Nathan Smith for a white peacock. Mrs. McGregor comes to report being awakened by a strange coughing sound. On the heels of her complaint, a cry for help from the bedroom of Nathan Smith startles them, and they discover Smith partially strangled. On being revived, he tells of an attack by a creature with abnormally long arms and a peculiar cough. The following morning, Inspector Weymouth reports that Burke, the ex-detective, has come to him with a plea for protection. As Smith, Dr. Petrie, and Inspector Weymouth plan their campaign against Fu Manchu and the mysterious coughing horror, a stone bearing a message for Dr. Petrie is hurled through the window. It reads,
Dr. Petrie, I am in your debt. Be warned, therefore. Do not enter into any plot against me. It would be to your undoing. Signed, Fu Manchu.
Say the name of Old Nick. The unmitigated effrontery of that man is beyond comprehension.
Everything Fu Manchu does is beyond comprehension, Weymouth. Nevertheless, Petrie, it's excellent advice. In your place, I'd act upon it.
And I, Doctor. What are your plans, Weymouth? A farm wagon of Burke's cousin is at Covent Garden now. It will return to the farm late this afternoon. I propose that you and I, Smith, follow Burke's example and ride to Upminster concealed in that wagon.
Burke is actually afraid to go out openly, even in daylight?
He hasn't left his cousin's farm excepting to report to me this morning. He thinks that to communicate openly with the yard or with you would be to steal his death warrant.
And I think he's right. If Fu Manchu suspected that he'd come to you, his life wouldn't be worth a farthing.
Then if we're to do any good, we'll have to get to that farm secretly. The farm wagon is our best chance of doing so. It'll be in Covent Garden until 5 this afternoon.
Very well. We'll meet there at 4:45. Hide in the wagon and wait. We should arrive at the farm about 10, eh?
Just about.
Include me in the program. Will there be room enough in the wagon?
Plenty of room, Doctor. But what of that warning?
We'll forget the warning, Weymouth.
Did you find what you were looking for at the museum, Smith?
I'm not sure, Weymouth. I think I did.
What was it, Neyman?
Until I've verified my suspicions, old chap, I'd rather not say anything about it. You'll very likely know tonight. You don't mind?
Oh, of course not. I had a rather interesting experience today, though.
Oh, yes? In connection with what?
This business, or at least the two men too.
Oh? What was it?
Well, there's an antique dealer's next to the corner place on Museum Street near New York.
I know the place. What about it, Doctor?
Well, as I stood looking at the stuff displayed in the window, I'm positive that from behind a huge Etruscan vase in the rear of the shop, I saw Karame watching me.
You went in?
I did. I couldn't resist convincing myself that I was dreaming. I stepped to the door.
Show you anything, sir?
That Etruscan vase at the back of the shop.
Yes, sir. Will you come this way? It is excellent example of work of that period.
Yes, very beautiful. And the price?
£200, sir. It is a very rare piece.
I can see that. However, the price is quite beyond my means at the moment. Thank you for letting me see it.
A pleasure, sir.
Oh, by the way, as I looked in through the window, I thought I saw a lady of my acquaintance.
There is no one here but yourself, as you see.
Strange how I could have made such an error.
Not at all, sir. It was very possibly due to reflection in window. You would care to look at something else?
No, thank you. It's another time. Good afternoon. I left the shop then, but I'm absolutely positive that Karame was there not 5 seconds before I entered.
The name of the shop, was it Nishiko Incorporated?
It was. I made a special note of that fact.
You looked behind the vase, of course.
Naturally. There was no door or window anywhere within 10 feet of it. And I examined the vase very carefully for a possible trap door.
In the vase? Why did you do that?
Because the thing was amply large to hold a person the size of Karame.
As I recall the place, there's a curtained doorway to the right of the wall as you enter the shop, behind the counter. You had no opportunity to look behind that?
No. But the doorway is 20 feet from the vase and leads to a side room. I had a glimpse as the Japanese came out to wait on me.
You're positive, Petrie, that it was actually Karame whom you saw and not just your imagination?
Positive, Nathan. I've been racking my brain ever since, wondering where she could have vanished to. Had she gone to that side door, I should have seen her cross the shop.
And you say there was no door, no window in the rear of the place she might have gone through?
None. Aside from the entrance door and the one into that side room, there was only one small window high in the rear wall, at least 10 feet from the floor.
Well, perhaps we'll look in on Nishiko in the near future. Oh, they seem to have arrived. This must be the place.
Inspector Weymouth. Thanks a lot, you've got me.
You're alone, Burke?
Yeah. Jim drove into Westminster with his wife and kids. Celebration or something. He won't be back till tomorrow night. Come on, we'll go into the house.
Anything new, Burke, since you came from town this afternoon?
Well, not a thing. Sit down, gentlemen. Take yourselves at home. I can't offer you much in the way of refreshment.
Well, never mind that, Bert. Inspector Weymouth tells me you've been having a bit of excitement out here.
Well, yes and no. The place is being watched, and they're laying for me. I guess the only reason I'm alive now is because I'm keeping my eyes open. I won't give them a chance to get at me. Had the inspector tell you about the thing I've seen at my window? The thing that coughs?
Oh, yes. He also said something about some information you have for me regarding the group.
Oh, well, yeah, That information ought to be worth something to you, though. I'm just a detective out of a job since Slade got his. Man's got to live, you know.
What do you consider your information worth?
Look, Slade found out that the high man of the group was coming to England to have a little talk with this Fu Manchu. And
Slade found that out? Great Scott, how?
I don't know. All I know is he got wise to it somehow. I think he even found out the big shot's name. Well, I've got Slade's personal file in a safety deposit box in a London bank.
And you know who this man is. No wonder the Oriental group has marked you for death.
That's the funny part. I don't know. And why? Simply because I haven't had a chance to go through those papers. But I know the stuff's all there. I'll turn the key to that box over to you for... Well, what do you think it's worth?
I understand now why the things we found in Slade's home weren't of much importance. Aside from several little blackmail deals, there was very little. So you have his papers, eh?
Yeah, a man's got to make a living, Inspector. I thought that stuff would come in handy sometime. Oh, and I wouldn't know about the blackmail.
Of course not. You wouldn't know about that.
So what, Mr. Smith? What's the dope worth?
I'll make you the same offer I made Slade. £1,000 for the key to that bank vault.
£1,000? £5,000 in real money, huh? Okay, it's a sale. You get the key when I get your check. Now, about this other. What's the dope for tonight?
You mean, of course, the thing that costs?
Yeah.
Well, Inspector Weymouth suggests a plan that may work. If you have the courage to carry it through.
Let's have it, Inspector.
It's quite simple. You'll go to your room and prepare to retire. As soon as you've turned out the light, Dr. Petrie will take his post in the room with you. You'll be in bed.
Where are you and Mr. Smith be?
Smith will be watching outside the house near the door. I'll take my post in the stable across the courtyard.
That sounds okay. But don't wait when you hear that thing cough if I'm to leave my window open. Now, there's one thing about this setup I don't like.
And what's that?
I don't like the idea of staying in bed once the light's out.
It'll make little difference where you are in that room. It works by scent.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, Petrie, I want you to keep this axe where you can reach it. If I'm not mistaken, you'll find use for it tonight.
An axe, Nayland? Great Scott, what sort of animal am I expected to face?
Something that has arms of steel, Petrie. If you have occasion to use the axe, strike hard. What time is it, Wilbur?
Oh, 11:45.
Then we'll take our places now and wait. Once the lights in that house are out, let's have as little talking as possible.
Okay, Doctor, let's go.
Step outside his room, Petrie, until it's darkened.
Right, Nealon.
Weymouth and I will take our positions.
Hello, Nealon. All set, Doctor. Come in. By George, the more I think of this, the less I like the idea of being the lure.
Chances are all in our favor, Doc.
Yeah, I know. But that Fu Manchu believe you'll meet, fella. When my deal with Smith settled, I'm taking the first boat for home.
A very wise decision, Marsh.
Here it is. Look, outlined against the window.
Great Scott! Jump, Bert!
Petrie! Out!
Nayland! Nayland!
Hand away from the window, Petrie.
Look out, Nayland! Coming through the window! Nayland! Weymouth!
Bert, did it! Great Scott! You weren't quick enough with the axe, Petrie. By Jove, those steely little fingers are still fastened to Burke's throat. Oh, if you'd only gotten both arms.
Look, he was dead before I cut off that thing's forearm. Did you get it, Nayland?
No. Come on outside. Oh, look, Petrie. The thing turned on its keeper, too. Paralyzed.
Good heavens. Who is he?
One of Fu Manchu's dacoits. Look at his throat. I wounded the thing twice, you cut off one of its arms, and in its fury it came back, and there lies its second victim.
Yes, but where is it?
It's gone, Petrie. And look. Hmm? Look here. Clenched in the dacoit's hand. Hold the lantern a moment.
Yes, a paper. Well, what's written on it?
Nothing but an address. On a leaf from Burke's own notebook. It worked by scent, Petrie, just as I warned him.
Great Scott.
I wonder what belonging of mine Fu Manchu has in order to enable that thing to track me.
Thank you.
one, two.
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getfargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.